First day. If I had of adolescence at a table smoking, one puffs in nervous bites, fires smoke high into the air, tips the cigarette trembling onto the rim of the ashtray, puts it down, picks it up again, stick fingers on a long thin arm. His friends talk through smoke like autumn gardeners over bonfires. At another table, a young woman holds a slim white stick in elegant fingers, wrist cocked, palm upward. She drifts a trail of smoke in secret adult words. Short hair and kurta, she is stylish. Her chin is wide, slim underneath, her mouth thin, knowing lips. She opens it to speak or drink in smoke, twists it to smile or blow gentle blue kisses from the corner. Second day. The clean glass bowl sits proud, its individual carpet, catching light on the reception desk, cutting it, throwing it back in colours. It is clear, smooth, heavy as luxury, inviting. Only the notches on its rim, like those on a gunfighter's pistol, betray its deadly purpose. Unsturdied, it will reek another message. Now you are already lost. Fill me to the brim. Do not snub me, stub me, grind me. Let me lead you astray again. Local gin and limca, miles from anywhere, the night is warm and foreign, the hotel room full of someone else's Hindi game show. Rothmans, only 60 rupees a pack. What would be the harm? To make the evening full after a hard day's drive and then a stimulating meeting. Help the reading I now have to do. Go on, you've earned it. Just one won't hurt. You can stop again tomorrow. But I didn't. Third day. There was no reason through the day to smoke any more of my life away. Fourth day. A white man like me sits with his beer reading some tourist book of the delights of Pune, his cigarettes and lighter stacked on beside his glass. I eat another bowl of nibbles. If someone offered me a cigarette, I would not say no. If someone offered me a packet, I would buy it. No one does. This is passive, no smoking. Fifth day. Boredom and alcohol are two foes. Waiting to go home, job almost done, early at the airport, an hour and three quarters. Luckily, it's not Barcelona. I can't see anyone smoking. But the flies are getting on my arms, my hands, my ears, my nerves. When we landed, someone lit up, standing in the baggage hall, drifting sweet blue temptation. But he was overweight, baggy-eyed, stooped, a smoking advert from the British Medical Journal. Me? I'm smug. Fug-free, that's me. Now I reread my short July victory and type its obituary with November nicotined fingers.